I'll just start out by saying the guys came back ready to work today. We had a good focused practice, and I know we're all excited to go on the road and find out more about our football team. We got to play in an extremely chaotic environment against a really good football team, a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback, and a defense that has been traditionally very, very difficult to play against for any team, particularly going into Pittsburgh. So we're focused in. We locked in a little bit more to special teams today. We're playing against a very good returner, an aggressive style of special teams play, and a physical special teams unit that we're up against. So we focused on that this morning. Each day we take a certain side of the ball. That's what we did this morning in our meetings, and certainly focused on it in practice. And then we had a good competitive practice today. You know, the conversation, to my recollection, was, it sounds to me like you just want to be a returner, and that's okay with me. I would like you to be the returner and focus solely on that. And if you can help our team after you feel like you're in a position to do everything you can to be the returner, I don't ever remember me telling him that was the way it's going to be. I remember our conversation being more like, I know that's what you want to do, and I'm all in. That's sort of the way, that's sort of the way I remember it. Now this is 6.5 months ago. It was literally the second week I was here, I think. But that's how, and it just stopped right there. And Joe started meeting with them, and we started developing a dialogue when we saw each other. And it wasn't complicated at all. It just seemed to happen that way. Yeah, you know, we're very temperate. We're not gonna get caught up in certainly. You know, the hype of what happens this early in the season. I mean, our guys are, you know, a pretty savvy bunch of guys. They acknowledge the fact that we got a lot of things to do to get better. As simple as it sounds, we know and the guys know that there's not much difference between 2-0 and 0-2, and this is a league of very, very good football teams. One of us we're going to play on Sunday, and so you know we got our feet on the ground. We're just focused on. Coaches had a laundry list of things that we could correct and individually and collectively in our segments, and we just went to work. And it sounds like a broken record because I've said it every week, but it's really the truth. That's really what our focus is, and we're going to stand by that through the week. And Sunday will get here soon enough. We got a lot of work to do before that, and we're just trying to stay focused on it and not fuel the hype. Well, they're different than what we're used to facing. You know, they're coming from everywhere. They're certainly as well a coach defense as there's ever been with Dick LeBeau. We all respect the heck out of him and what he's done. And they do it a lot of different ways. They come from different places. You know, they've got size at their line. The unusual aspect of having size at their linebacker positions, where they're pass rushers. They represent matchup issues, obviously, for our backs and particularly our backs at times. So we've got a, you know, the formula for picking up blitzes and things changes a little bit with 3-4. But we had a lot of work against it, and we spent time on it in our OTAs, a little bit of time in training camp. We played against a 3-4 team in the preseason, which helped. And certainly, there's nothing like going against the Steeler 34. It's a very good conceptually and structure. It's very good, and they've got the guys who can play it. Yeah, I think we got to prepare for both, no doubt about it. They've got a Hall of Fame quarterback who. You know, has the ability to extend plays like maybe no other quarterback, to my recollection. So he's going to be back there trying to do that in the passing game. But, you know, they're not any different than we are. We're trying to find out more about who we are as a football team. And offensively, we're still a work in progress. And, you know, I've been in Todd's shoes and know that sometimes things, you know, take time to work things out. But they've certainly got the talent level and the quarterback to be a very, very good offensive football team before this thing is done. And we've got a long way to go and as a team in different phases, and I'm sure they're saying the same thing. They're not counting themselves out. I can guarantee, not with the quarterback they have and the tradition and coaching staff that they have. I don't know that there's a plan to doing anything like that. I mean, we have a toolbox of concepts, so to speak, that we have available to us that match up against structure of the defenses that we're going to play, and I say this every week, but it's universal, you know, to coaching staffs everywhere, that you have certain principles that work against certain types of coverages and certain protections that work against the type of blitzes, and we just try to match it up. But everything's in place to be able to do that, I think the quarterbacks will tell you that. You know, we'll change personnel groupings and change formations, but conceptually we try to keep the principles as much the same as we can, because it takes a lot of reps to learn and all the different sides to a pass pattern. You know, they come out differently almost every time you run them, and the more experience you have with them, the better you get with them. And so we don't change concepts or add new ones necessarily. We just change the way they're seen by the defense. And that's what most teams do. Well, you know, that's the number one thing is, and that's the exciting part of this week. We get to really find out more about ourselves. We're going to play in an extremely intense environment for a number of different reasons. It's going to be noisy, so we practice in the noise today. Silent counts, all the different kinds of snap counts that we use and how they're going to work in the noise. We got a lot of good work at that today, and that's really number one. And knowing that we won't have our fans, you know, we won't have the noise in our favor, and that's a legitimate advantage that you have to overcome each and every week. And you go on the road, and the quicker you can show the team you're playing that it's going to be a highly competitive game, and you can create advantages periodically to silence the crowd, the more advantage you have. It's difficult to do. And we know that the Steeler fans are going to be behind their football team on Sunday.